Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at greeleystampede.org.
Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We are brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. One number, stick it up on the fridge. Anytime you need a part, it's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 454-3355. On the show today, ahead of the Windsor Wizards and the Erie Tigers today, 11 o'clock first pitch. We've got an interview with Windsor Athletic Director Eric Johnson. He jumps on the program with us. And also Resurrection Christian Senior Luke Ruby. So get set for a couple of good interviews here coming up on the Rewind. As we said, it'll be Erie and Windsor coming up at the top of the hour. So stand by for that. Caught up with Windsor Athletic Director Eric Johnson and talked about the success this program has had. And here's Eric. BJ, how are you?
Clark, I'm doing great. How are you guys today? Coach, good to see you.
Thanks, Eric.
You
we're doing good, man. Good to have
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, let's,
good to be here.
Let's talk about well, I'm so happy that we got to get out there Saturday and see you. Got to see Brad Deals. No Brad Deal on Saturday, but we got Coach Myatt out there taking over for him and saw a really good ball game, too. Man, did you get to stay and see any of that game on Saturday, EJ?
Yep. Yep, I got to stick around and watch the whole game. Boys came back and played great after a tough one on Thursday. So it was good to get back on the winning side of things.
Boy, I tell you what, Riley Warmbrod, that dude, he was dynamic on the hill for the Wizards. What a year he's having now, a 0.4 ERA. That's one of the best right-handers in the state.
Yeah, he's been a horse for us all year long. He's certainly done a great job, and he's stepped up to the plate as well. And you know, it's just great to have senior leaders that are kind of taking the bull by the horns and getting things done for us.
Hey, Eric, has he committed anywhere yet for next year?
He has not yet. He's got a couple different offers okay. that he's kind of weighing through right now, but he's looking at some
options. Whoever gets him, they're getting a dandy.
Yeah, he's a solid kid. I've known him forever since he was with me at the middle school, and just him and his family, just a great bunch of people, and he's going to be a success wherever he goes.
One of the things that we look at, Eric, when we look at Windsor High School, is the sports programs are just solid and they're sustainable. I mean, they're always good, and I kind of say the same thing about Eaton, and I think that's great leadership. I think it's a great athletic director that can keep guys in place. And coaches, I mean, I'm looking at Chris Jones, I'm looking at John Rakeski, I'm looking at Brad Deal, and then in some of the underling sports, the girls' sports too. Talk about that, the consistent, how important consistency is with coaching staff.
Well, when I came on board here 3 years ago, it certainly was something that I was aware of in the athletic history and the tradition in a lot of our programs. And my job was really just not to screw anything up. I just continue to support my coaches, to provide some accountability for our kids and some leadership opportunities for them as well. And just really blessed to get to work with that group of individuals. We have an amazing staff top to bottom. Our support staff, our admin team, our community, it really goes a long ways towards allowing us to be successful both in and out of the classroom.
Eric, I know you're so involved statewide with your job as being the athletic director. We're going to different classifications next year.
Mm-hmm.
The 6A, you know, in basketball and other sports, 6A through 1A. Do you see any positives or negatives in this realignment?
You know, I think there's always ways to look at both sides of that argument, Coach. And I think for some, it's going to make some possibilities, perhaps those lower-level teams that maybe have had a struggle to compete with some of the larger teams in their classification might now have an opportunity to, you know, to snip a little bit of success towards the end. It's going to make it a little more difficult. You know, you break up some of those maybe intercity rivalries or those traditional rivalry games that take place, and you're going to have different schools and different conferences now. So like anything, I think there's a measured approach to making sure that we look at the pros and cons of both sides of it as we go through this cycle and then reevaluate at the end of that and see if it's what's best for our kids and what we need to continue with.
Is there any direct issues that face Windsor with the reclassification?
Yeah, I think obviously just some of those internal alignments and some of the the innate rivalries that have been intact over the last few years from the old Tri-Valley League and now into the NCAC. With Severance coming on board, obviously that's a budding rivalry that we're looking forward to and continuing our relationship with them. I could see us very well in the next, probably the next cycle beyond this coming one, being in the same league, and that's very exciting. Skyline's leaving the conference and moving away. Erie's going up. So some of those schools that we've had traditional rivalry with are moving on.
Erie's joining the Front Range League.
Yeah, they're huge. I think they're over almost 2,000 kids now, so they're getting really big down there.
EJ, talk about some of the things that you're happy with this year in the Windsor sports program. Your girls' soccer team is killing it right now.
Yeah.
Number two in the state. But, I mean, it's been a whole year of great sports out in Windsor.
I think it started, indeed, Clark, it started with the beginning of the year and getting kids back into school and getting our fans back into the stands and getting back to normal. But we've had a tremendous amount of success. Like I said, I couldn't be any more proud of our coaches and kids. We've currently locked down 8 league championships and with a possibility for a 9th, couple of regional titles thrown in there. We've actually had 4 state runners up this year.
Wow.
A couple of number one seeds in state tournaments. I've had 3 coaches earn the right to be selected as the 4A coach of the year in the state. My athletic secretary was voted the athletic secretary of the year. And if you talk to a lot of the boys in the league, they'll tell you she's probably the AD of the year. So Sandy is just fantastic. She's the best, man.
Yeah, Sandy Legano, right? Let's throw it out there. I mean, 20, I was talking to Sandy at the game the other day. 22 years knocking it out. I mean, that she deserves a huge, huge round of applause, no doubt.
She is the rock of what we do. And our coaches, our opponents, officials, everybody just depends on her and the work she does. She's just an amazing woman. And again, very blessed to get to work with and for this group of people, our kids and our coaches and our community.
And as a former AD, anytime you would call Windsor Athletics and Sandy would answer, it's always like, how can we help? What can we do? It's not like, I'll have him get back to you and we'll talk to you later. It was going out of their way. So congratulations to her. That's awesome.
Truly deserving. There's just no one better in the state of what she does, and we'll miss her. She's moving on next year. She's going to retire and go spend some more time with her husband, her grandkids, and we're going to miss her for sure. But just a blessing to have her on board.
Hey, Eric, talking about spring sports, throw out a few of those accomplishments some of your individuals have had thus far in the season.
We're really excited about our boys lacrosse team has qualified for the postseason and earned the right to host a game. So we're going to host a game tonight. We play Golden at 7:00. Girls soccer, like you talked about earlier, earned the number one overall seed in the tournament.
Boom.
They've just been tremendously successful this year and played a really tough schedule and came out, I think only 2 losses down. And those were to, 5A schools in Fossil and Broomfield. We're playing really well and putting ourselves in a good position there. Girls tennis was the regional champion, qualified all 7 lines, going down to Pueblo this weekend. Boys swimming had a fantastic season, broke a bunch of school records, and are in a good position heading to the state meet this week as well. I think you guys were talking a little bit about baseball. We're right at the top of the league, and we'll have a big series here with Erie this week to kind of settle the dust for the conference championship. By the end of the weekend, girls golf was the conference champs. They're heading to regionals on a high note and looking forward to trying to get back to state and make some more noise there. They've run a couple of runner-up trophies and a championship of late, so we're going to try to hopefully get back to the top of that mountain as well. Just really proud of the people that I have. Spring sports in this state are so difficult because of the weather, the reschedules, the flexibility you have to have. And, my coaches and kids have just outperformed any expectations we had.
Yeah, usually we talk about rain and snow in the spring. This year it's been all about the wind. Has there been any track meets that kids could actually qualify for record setting?
That's a great question.
Because in track, there's the rule that the wind has to, stay under. I don't know what the mark is, but you can't qualify for a record if the wind's blowing.
You're right. There have been a few that for sure that we've had to reschedule and work around. In fact, our meet that we hosted back in mid-March was one of the best weather days we've had.
It was.
My coaches were talking the other day about how they've been frustrated with that and being able to not get to as many meets or having as many qualifying times as they would wish. But they've actually tried to spin it as positive and say, you know, when that wind does stop blowing, because we've basically been resistance training all year as we run around the track with the wind, hopefully our numbers will come up and at the league meet and then at state as well.
Hey, EJ, before we let you go, one of the other variables, too, with you guys, it's not just the wind, it's not just the weather, it's lack of officials. Mm-hmm. We keep going there. We've had games canceled. We've had games changed. It seems to be in every sport. Are we getting any better in this, or are we still in a world of trouble?
You know, I think, Clark, it is certainly a point that we are very concerned about. Just essentially, you know, when we don't have officials out there, it just becomes practice. And we don't want that for our kids. We want to have opportunities to compete in front of their fans and families, and we want to make sure that we give them those opportunities. So we're working hard to work with the officials groups. We certainly work hard with our fans and our student bodies to know what behaviors are expected of them, to treat our officials well. My cheerleading coach does a fantastic job of celebrating our officials when they come to our place. We always give them a little goodie bag and just tell them thank you. But, you know, we're trying to take some more proactive steps on our end, too. We've actually had an improved curriculum addition for next year.
That's what I heard.
We're going to start a sports officiating class through our PE curriculum and give kids an opportunity to see not only how difficult that job can sometimes be, but also to give them the opportunity to get registered for a position, and they can actually go out and start earning some money while they're still in high school and go officiate through the town or maybe some of the middle school contests, and just give them a step into that avocation to let them know that there's some great opportunities out there for them to get involved, to continue giving back even when their playing days are done.
Well, here's the good note for the day, Eric. Clark Johnson and his son Jake are becoming baseball umpires.
You know, Clark told me that he shared that with me when he was there this weekend, and I was so happy. I remember those days very fondly. And although I don't miss taking foul balls off the wrist or taking one in the dome every once in a while, we need good people out there to do it. And it's such a good time. It really is a blast to be able to give back to kids in that way.
Yeah, no doubt. Giving back is great. It's also great father-son time for me. So I thought, how can we go make some money and help the cause? Because I've grown up through club baseball and, you know, with my son and everything. And so we've seen it. It's time to help out, time to give back a little bit. And I figured we could do our part and put a little cash in our pocket.
I want to be at the first game that he's umpiring.
Yeah, I know he does. I know. Come
we'll
on,
make,
Blue.
We'll get that set up here at Windsor. It'll be good. Yeah, we'll get that set up for you.
That's exactly right. EJ, always good to talk with you, man. Great success going forward with you guys over at Windsor, and thanks for all you do with our kids.
No, I really appreciate you guys having us on. Anytime we can talk about high school sports and certainly talk about my coaches and kids, you know, I'll do it. So appreciate what you guys do for the kids in our state.
All right, that was Windsor Athletic Director Eric Johnson jumping on with us here on the Preps Rewind. And Eric set up shop for us today out here at Windsor High School. Erie and the Windsor Wizards coming up baseball here at 11 o'clock as we get set for regionals opening on Friday, folks. Remember that coming up 6 days away from regionals. Teams locally that are going to be hosting: Eaton, University, Brush, Sterling, Highland, and, of course, the Windsor Wizards will host as well for winning this conference championship. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Luke Ruby, the senior out at Resurrection Christian High School, will talk to him when we come back. It is the Preps Rewind right here from the Allo Communication Studios, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program from the Allo Communication Studios here, Preps Rewind on a Saturday. Thank you again to Alan Gould and his great staff out there. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Circle it, stick it up on the fridge anytime you need a part. Quality Napa parts especially. Go to Gould Parts right there. Look for the big Napa sign on the front of the store in downtown Eaton. All right, caught up with Luke Ruby, terrific senior out at Resurrection Christian High School. He'll be going on to play baseball at CSU Pueblo. Here's the interview with Luke. Luke, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic, man. You're in a zone, dude, right now. I mean, we saw you pitch against Valley on Friday. That was just domination. They didn't have a chance to hit you. 12 strikeouts, I think, out of the 14 outs that you threw. I think you went 4 2/3 that day. I could be wrong there. But you come back yesterday, man, with a big win over 5A Loveland, a team that's going to be a vaunted playoff team. You come back out in that ball game yesterday, 6 innings, allowed just 4 hits, no earned runs, 10 Ks. Tell me how good you're feeling on the hill right now.
Very good, very confident, just knowing I can get a job done. So that's just getting me through the season right now.
Hey, Luke, as the weather warms up, do you feel you get a little better? Do you like hot weather? Are you one of those pitchers that just like to sweat on the mound and get in that hot groove?
I'd say so, yes. When the body's warm, moves faster, it's always good for you.
Luke, have you always been a guy that wants the ball to begin the game? I mean, or have you ever thought, or have you ever come from the bullpen and got comfortable in that spot? Or do you want to warm up knowing the ball's going to be in your hand first pitch?
I do like getting the start, but I can always come in whenever and relieve.
How are we doing at the plate? I mean, we always talk about your pitching. How are you doing at the plate, too?
Yesterday during Loveland's game, I went 1-for-3, and I think I'm hitting just close to .300 this season.
Fantastic for you. Going into the playoffs here, I mean, you guys get Sterling, I would imagine, tomorrow and Saturday. If I'm looking at Bruce right now and he's looking at me.
Yes.
2 games left to go against Sterling in this great Patriot League here. Do you know where you'll pitch in that? Are you going to go Thursday? Are you going to go, or would you probably go Saturday? I don't know.
Yeah, Saturday is the plan.
Is that right? Maybe Ryan on Thursday, but we'll see how that goes. How are you getting? How this team for you? I mean, you've been with all sorts of guys. You pitched in the state tournament as a freshman. We're talking to Jackson Romero.
Yeah,
we just had
Jackson on a little bit ago, Luke.
So you've been impactful from the day you stepped on the field for Resurrection Christian, no doubt about it. But this Patriot League, this team that you have this year going into the playoffs, how are you guys doing? Do you feel like you've got a shot to go in and make some hay?
Oh, for sure. We got a bunch of good guys. Everyone can contribute to the team. I think we'll make a good run in the playoffs.
Fantastic. How cool is it? Bruce has got questions for you, but I'm just going to keep rolling here. How cool is it to catch with your brother, too? I mean, yeah, Bruce is going, that's what I was going to ask him. I mean, that's just something you don't see very often, especially when it's a senior freshman tandem. You got the battery over there at Res. So how cool is it to throw to Bennett? My guess, you guys have been playing a lot of catch over the years.
Oh, yeah. Ever since we were young, we've been playing catch. So just getting on the field and just me pitching to him, we have that chemistry, and we just get the job done. So it's very cool and very awesome.
All right. Does he call your pitches?
He does, yeah.
Ah, I wonder how many times you shake him off in a game, you know, and then we have to have the brother-to-brother conversation. Come on out to the mound and let's talk. But, man, you're killing it right now. You're on the dial, so I just hope the arm keeps rolling along and your success. Going to CSU Pueblo, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's all kinds of good stuff. I know Bruce wants a couple more questions. A
couple things. Clark mentioned, Luke, you chose CSU Pueblo. Tell us about your decision-making to go down to Pueblo to continue your career.
So first off, starting with education, they have a great cybersecurity program down there. So I'll be studying CSI down there. And then moving on to the baseball, they just got a bunch of new coaches, and some of them are from the Navy. And just sitting down with them and having conversations about, my role in the team and, their, goals for the season and how they want to make me a better player just really stood out to me, and it really just made me move towards that school. So.
That is awesome. I'm going to switch gears here a little bit, Luke, because you were a terrific young basketball player. You chose not to play hoops this senior year, but have you ever thought about Luke Ruby at the point, Ryan Ward at the shooting guard, David Hallett, 6'5", at the small forward, Will Schrotenbohr, 6'3", who's now in Texas, and Drew Bobo in the middle, who's 6'7". How good a team would that have been?
That would have been really fun. I'm still in communication with some of those guys, and that always comes up, so it's always just fun to think about that and what that would have been like.
You know, we always, after the state tournament got you know, suspended by Chassa your freshman year, and our guys were on their way just to dominate. We thought, you know, once that year's over, we're going to reload because we had all these guys coming back. And things change over 4 years. Things just change. That's life. But, yeah, I think about that once in a while, too, because you're such a tremendous athlete.
Thank you so much.
All right, so Bruce brought you into other sports, so I'm going to go there too. As a fan, you got to sit there and watch other sports once in a while on TV or whatever. You can't be dialed in 24 hours a day on baseball. But other major league sports, what's your favorite outside of baseball?
Right now, I've been watching the Milwaukee Bucks play because I'm from Wisconsin.
So Look at that! You're an Embiid guy. Okay, right? Did I get that right?
No. You did not.
Who's
there?
That that's the Greek Freak, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. See, that tells you how much I know about the NBA. That's
Clark's a hockey guy.
I'm a hockey guy. I'm so involved in the Avalanche. Do you watch hockey at all? Are you an Avs fan at all, Luke?
Not as much, but I got a buddy. I just went over to his house and we just watched the last Avs game, so that was fun.
Right on. Yeah, just get on the bandwagon here because they're going to go take a cup here. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. Bruce, anything left for Luke?
No, Luke, I just, you know, as you approach these two games with Sterling, definite effect on RPI coming up. Do you guys even think about that, or it's just go out and let's beat the Tigers?
Yeah, that comes up. RPI always comes up, but, like, you can't really do much about that, like, from the start. So the coach, or McGarro, he just told us to go out there and play with everything we got and let our play do the talking.
All right, toughest hitter in the Patriot League that you faced, the guy that you go, okay, this is the guy that's going to give me trouble if anybody does. Do you have one hitter in the league where you go, man, I got to get this guy?
I don't know. I got a bunch of friends on a bunch of teams, so sure. Every time I have a buddy, it's always just like, let me go right at him. So I can't give you a specific name. So.
All right, Amy, you don't want to get in
that's
trouble with
a cop
either.
Out.
Yeah, I know.
Luke, come
I
on,
know.
Man.
So politics, Luke. Politics is where you need to go, my friend. You just got the right answer.
Who would you like to strike out the most?
That's such a hard question.
Do you have any friends on the Brush team?
Yeah, Braxton.
Braxton's a friend of yours. All right. Man, he's having a great – that's a dude that – they've got 23 home runs this year, just saying. But that's a team that can make you feel bad in a hurry. But, that's very cool.
All right, we'll let you off the hook, Luke.
That's right, no doubt. Luke, thank you, man. You're killing it. Another great week for you, and congrats you and your brother on our Players of the Week out here at KFKA, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Players of the Week. But just keep killing it, man. This is going to be a fun playoff coming up.
Cool. Thank you guys so much.
There was Luke Ruby, senior out at Resurrection Christian High School, has caught up with a fine, wonderful young man and quite well-spoken. So good to catch up with Luke. All right, coming back on the other side, we'll get to our proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show ahead of the Erie Tigers and the Windsor Wizards. That's next coming up here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.